Hey everyone, so this is the Q&A audio that I offered out last week. Let me just start off by saying that if you guys hear any background noise, it's a busy morning. I live by a highway, so don't hate me. This is also a very informal audio. This is just me, again, answering the questions you guys posted. And I just want to thank the two of you guys, you know who you are, I will mention your guys' names, for, you know, just taking an interest participating in this little Q&A session, and I hope in the future that more people participate, because I see you guys all following me, and I want to get to know you guys, or I want you guys to know who's doing, you know, who's whispering in your ear every time you listen to an audio. yeah, so I think that's everything. Let's get started. So my first couple questions come from the deep. And let me just start off by saying, whoever you are, I appreciate you. You have been with me for, I don't know, maybe like a year or like, you know, a little longer. I have no idea. I just know you are somewhere in the middle of my following page, and the way you comment on my audios are just, it's so nice to see. Your words are so kind and I appreciate you so much, and I hope that you stick around and keep enjoying my audios. And of course I'm gonna answer them all. Your questions are really cool. So your first question was, what got you into making audios? Let's see. When I graduated high school, more people were saying like, oh, you have a nice voice. Stuff like that. So I never really believed it, but you know, I kind of took a chance and I made a YouTube channel and I did ASMR, not for a long time, and it wasn't even good quality, so yeah, and don't go looking for it because I took it down. But yeah, that's how I got into making it. Oh, after I did the ASMR thing, I found GWA on here, and then kind of took off from there. Your next question. You've made a lot of great audios from all kinds of SFW genres, from confessions to comfort / reverse comfort to poetry readings. Do you personally have a favorite kind of audio / tag? Yeah, honestly, it would probably have to be poetry readings. I know, weird, huh? Like, I don't do a lot of them, but I have like a book of Shakespeare's sonnets and a different, I don't know where it is, but it's a different guy, different poet, and I would love to read their poetry for you guys. But I know it doesn't get a lot of attention, and it's not that I look for the attention when it comes to making my audios, but it's nice if, you know, they're appreciated. It's like performing on an empty stage, you know what I mean? There's no reason to do that. So I don't do a lot of poetry readings, but I would love to if people, you know, wanted to hear it. So yeah. On a related note, do you have an audio or series that you're particularly proud of? If so, why? I think that's a great question. Let's see. There's two that I loved recording, and it was I've Always Wished I Was Her and the Paint You an Emerald. I think I titled it. So yeah, that's two different ones, but I can't choose between the two of them, because the I've Always Wished I Was Her was like the audio that I came back strong with, and I found that script. Oh, by the way, the script is written by Holy Shit Amoli. He's an amazing writer. He's on hiatus right now, but I just want to give a quick shout out to him. He's great. You should check out his work if you're interested in that kind of stuff. He does a lot of SFW work, but he also has a couple of NSFW files that I wish I could record, but my life right now does not allow it. But yeah, that script I found at like a certain time in my life, and it just couldn't come at a better time. And for the Paint You an Emerald audio, I wrote that on a whim, that script on a whim. I had the idea like at dinner before I went to work, and I put it on my phone on my little notes app, and I just had like this quick, I think I posted it on the audio on my little post, but it was a quick poet, it was a quick little block of poetry, and I was like, you know what, this would be a great script. And so when I came home from work that morning, I wrote it out and I recorded it, and it took me like a couple of takes, but like the music that I found for it too just fits so perfectly. It was great. It was just so heartfelt to me that I can't help but love it. And I'm so happy that it got the attention that it got, because I am so proud of it. And for your last question, finally, what's something you really like about yourself? Could be physical, mental, or emotional. Just for you, it comes from the deep. I'll do all three. So you guys can see how narcissistic I am. No, I'm kidding. But let's see. Something that I like about me. Physically, I love my eyes. I've always gotten compliments on them. They're just brown. But they do say eyes are the window to your soul. So yeah, my eyes. Mentally, I think I'm really good at being patient. It's something I've always had. For the amount of patience that I have, I'm surprised that I still have it, because I've wasted patience on so many people that didn't deserve it along in my life, and I'm just surprised I have the capabilities to be patient still. But yeah, no hate. Emotionally, let's see. This is such a cop-out, but I think just the ability to be able to show emotion is something I really like about myself. I've recently... how do I say? I've recently been able to communicate myself through emotion more recently. I'm not afraid to show it anymore, and I found that people like respect me more, if that's the right word that I'm looking for. But yeah, just the capability to show emotion works wonders. And yeah, not needing to hide anything anymore is so nice. And yeah, thank you for your questions. I hope you continue to love my audios, and I will continue to keep performing them for you. So the second person to comment is Duke Aspen, and he has a couple questions as well. And okay, the fact that you guys commented a couple of questions and not just one, I appreciate it, because this is fun, actually. So your first question was, what all goes into making an audio? let's see. It depends, because if it's a script fill, first I have to find the script that I actually like. And let me just say, a lot of people on here do yandere scripts, and I'm like, ooh, that's a little too real. Like, it's a little scary, but I am so tempted to make one because it sounds so fun, but I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to indulge into it yet, but, indulge, whatever, I can't speak. And then I record it, do a couple takes of it, a lot of takes, whichever, whatever it needs, and then I edit it the same night as I record, and there is a bus that's passing, if you guys heard it, I am so sorry. And yeah, I edit it, post it up, and I go to sleep. And then for the ones that are my scripts, my original content, it's a little different. I first have to find the subject on what my audio will be on, and those come from just whims. If I like the Paint You an Emerald audio, that was on a whim, and the idea just has to come to me depending what kind of mood I'm in, or if something happened to me. Yeah, and then the same process goes into it: record, edit, all that jazz. Finding music for some of the audios has been a challenge because I am cheap. I do not want to pay. I don't have the money for that. So yeah, that's a journey in itself. Also the sound effects, and I know those make an audio. Man, those really do make an audio, and when I can't find a good sound effect, I lose my shit, and I get so sad that it doesn't feel complete, you know what I mean? But yeah. Second question, do you have plans to expand the topics you covered? That's a great question. I never really thought about that, to be honest. Because the topics I cover are more like scenarios, and I guess you could always do like part twos, but I've done part twos and they don't get the attention that I think it deserves. But then again, they're like letters, and I found that my one-sided work doesn't do as good, which is again kind of sad, but I get it, you guys want to feel included. So you know what, maybe I will expand on the topics on some of them, but it really depends, you know. I can't It might not feel right, so maybe if I find a good, not muse, but like a good topic to expand upon that feels right, if that makes sense, if I'm even making any sense, then I'll expand it. But just a little spoiler, or something to look forward to, I have a little mini series that I'm planning on recording soon, probably next week, and that is like more of a story, but it does have like some script like features, you know, like you know how my scripts always involve like you guys listening and me talking to you guys. Yeah, pretty much like that, but in a story kind of situation. So I'm writing part two right now, so hopefully I can get part one recorded next week. And yeah, so that's in the works right now, and I hope you guys enjoy it. For your last question, Do you have a Patreon? I enjoy your audios and I wouldn't mind contributing towards something like that. I know audio equipment and time isn't cheap. That's so sweet. I actually don't have a Patreon and I don't really plan on having a Patreon unless I absolutely need to. Also the work that I do on here, a lot of the scripts don't allow monetization. And so if I do end up getting a Patreon, it would have to be my original work or find a user on here that accepts their work to be monetized. So yeah, maybe in the future. If I do end up making a Patreon though, you will be the first to know, Duke Aspen. So yeah. I appreciate the sentiment though, and I'm just happy that you enjoyed my audios enough to want to support me in that way. So yeah, that was all the questions, and again, thank you for taking the time to write out such thoughtful questions, and in the future maybe we can get a little more personal, who knows. I wouldn't mind. You guys seem like cool people. The rules will probably be the same. I know there are some people on here that do not roll like that, you know, in a respectful manner. So rules need to be set, but I do hope to do this again soon. You guys are awesome. Thank you for always supporting me. And what the hell was that? Anyway, I hope you guys keep supporting me, and wow, that was something. I don't know what the hell that was, if you guys heard it, but oh well. That's the end of the audio. Take care, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.